B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah. Like, yo, dude. It was on
the
floor.
Future Sixers head coach, Barry Johnson.
It was on the floor. You know what I mean? I got one complaint. You can't run a baseball pass on an inbounds play with 4 seconds to go. Too high risk. Come on, coach.
You're right.
Too high risk running a baseball pass on an inbounds play. You know, they're pressing. Teams are pressing. Got to go off the double screen. Get the ball in bounds.
We're breaking down fourth grade basketball. 6-1-0.
St. Margaret's is late. 2.5, man. It was a big cover.
You want a game two?
I am dying for game two. First, let me tell you, it's 12 o'clock, high noon, and you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station, and we're replaying Flyers-Bruins 2010. I still say the greatest series ever in Philadelphia sports history. Take a listen. Flyers down one. Here's game two from the TD Garden up in Boston.
He's back. Gord, that's why you want that guy in your team. He can make a difference. Comes Bronner. It's tapped back to Tiedemann. 10 seconds to go in the period. Tipped wide with a goal by Giroux. Back in front of goal. Hogle can't get to it. At the line, it comes out. And Richards has no choice but to fire it back in. And they look at another chance. The Boston Bruins win a thriller. 3-2. And they'll take a 2-0 series lead into Philadelphia for games 3 and 4.
Wow, listen to that crowd. Oh, my God. I'm 3-2. I remember a little flurry at the end. Giroux, no.
And it was 10 seconds left.
Kimo was there. Oh, man. That was a thriller. Because we remember, we thought that team was charmed.
Yep.
Coming in, they got in to the playoffs on the last day of the season in the shootout. They were horrible against the shootout. Unbelievable.
These were close games.
Yeah.
Game three, and we'll play
overtime, and then you got game two, losing 3-2. Game three's coming up. Let's go to Ryan. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Ryan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
What's happening, Rye?
Hey, first-time caller getting through.
Oh, welcome. Welcome, my friend.
Well, I guess to be perfectly honest with you, I don't know that I'm the most qualified for the Flyers tickets tonight in regard to everybody else's story, but I got a couple of good reasons of my own.
All right, hit it.
First off, I've been a nurse for 27 years. I'm actually going back for my degree, and I've been going to school all year round for about a year and a half straight, all year round. So it's been pretty stressful. So I'm looking for just a social night out to kind of kick back and chill.
Sure.
Second reason, my son, who's a 15 freshman in high school, Lyon High School, huge Philadelphia fan, especially Flyers, Sixers, just huge. He's been watching these guys since he's been like 3 years old. And he can have a conversation with you about any sport, about any player. And I just know that he would be completely stoked if he could go to the game tonight or any other game that you would feel so graciously to bestow upon the two of us.
Your choice of language is much appreciated.
You're quite welcome, sir. But,
Is that it? Tell me about your boy. I love the fact that you're trying for your family. You're working. You're busting it hard for the family. Going to school while you got a 15-year-old. Tell me about the boy.
Jarek is 15 years old. He's a freshman at Lyon High School. He's pretty much a straight-A student. If he's not first honors, he's second honors. He plays on the Copa soccer team for Philadelphia Soccer.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Which is like
Copa soccer, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, he's top notch. He's a starter.
Good.
And he plays on the JV basketball team at Lyon High School. And he's just into sports. And he's a great student. He's a good kid, except when he walks through the door. He likes to give mom and dad a hard time. But at the end of the day, You know, when he's outside this door, no one ever calls us up and says, your son is disrespectful. Don't bring him back.
No. Listen, I get it. I completely. I got two boys. I understand it. I get it.
He's a really a great kid. He's a great kid.
I bet. All right, listen. I'm going to qualify you guys. The father son thing. Always. You got to take him though. Right.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. If you win. All right. Hold on. You're going to go in the hat. He'll get qualified. Father son thing always gets me.
The only thing that's tough. He's got the two kids.
No, he's taking Jared.
Okay, so he decided. Yeah. He's already decided. I feel bad for the other kid already.
You know what? Should we find out? Should we find out about the other kid? All right, hold on. You do like a... Hey, Ry.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to do with the other kid?
My daughter, Samantha, she is a junior at Ryan High School.
Okay.
Honor student. National Honor Society student, plays basketball.
All right, but you're going to take your son, so what are you going to do for her?
Look, my kids get everything 50-50 down the pike. Uh-huh. You know, my wife will find something to do with Samantha. You know, none of them, one doesn't get one over the other. We've raised our children that whatever the
one... Well, listen, girl dad, man. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, we do things together. We split everything down the middle. Jared goes to somewhere.
Like, I feel bad for your little daughter.
Hey, she'll go to a Sixers game with Dad.
But she likes Sixers.
We'll go to the hat for both.
All right, I'll tell you what.
She's a great
here's the deal. You go in a hat. If you're somehow pulled out of the Flyer hat, you take your son. If you're somehow pulled out of the Sixer hat, You bring your daughter.
You got it. That's fair enough.
All right. I'll go back on hold. All right. You got it. This way we don't forget about his daughter.
Exactly. Because if he's going to win one or the other.
That's good. That's good thinking about you.
And he's got to tell the kids right away.
Thinking about you, man.
Hey, listen, son, if I win the Flyers tickets, you're going.
Right. And listen, there's no limit to how many names are going in his hat.
Oh, yeah, of course. I got a big head.
The names go in.
We got to find Dylan. Use his gigantic hat.
He's got the melon head. It's like a honeydew. Like a honeydew on steroids.
We could go six shows of names.
Yeah,
Dylan. That?
Yeah, he's got a monster head.
Love the D-train.
Monster head. It's the truth. He's got a head that looked like it was too small for his head.
And he had it on it was one of the snapbacks. He had it on the final button, too.
It was like, you know, it was pressing.
His eyes were bulging out. It was so tight.
Well, you gave him a good, you did him a solid.
Yeah,
Because you told him to put the hat backwards.
I look after Dylan.
Because it looked ridiculous with it straight ahead. He needed to go backwards.
And I'm a backwards hat guy. So,
yeah, well, so am I.
Just look after
it. But when you have a haircut, like you need a haircut, So even more reason to go backwards.
Yeah, because it was like coming down.
He was wolfing. Yeah. Carlton, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Carlton!
Cuz, Chewin is my brother.
What's going on, man? Uh-oh. How's everything, my brother?
Oh, man. It's hard to get out of work to come on, but I got out today. I had to today. So, I miss you guys. But
we miss you, buddy.
It's crazy. Tunis, you get me excited with these games for playoff hockey, man. You get me excited. I'm reliving these things when I'm listening, and I'm like, oh, my God, these games. It was so electric, man. They're electric. So I'm excited for playoff hockey this year.
Yeah, and buddy.
Speaking of it, I was actually going to call in and try to get those hockey tickets, but as a 4-for-4 guy, I'm going to concede because I really want Joe to win, and I would feel bad. If I get those tickets and he didn't, as a father, I can only imagine. And his wife called in? Oh, man. So I'm going to concede trying to convince. And I want him to win. So that's me.
Now, let me ask you a question. What if I said, listen, I'm going to put your name in a hat?
If you put my name in the hat, then give it to him. I say it just like that.
Wow! That is awesome.
Yeah, if you put my name in the hat, then still give it to him because that's that's the thing where...
You know why? You're a gentleman, man.
I'm telling you.
All right, I'll tell you why. Here's what we're going to do for you. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to go in the hat. This way, he'll have another chance to win, Joe will. And you get qualified for the caller of the week. And that's a big one. You get the, if you win that, you're going to win a $250 gift certificate to Gold Nugget Jewelers.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you doing that.
You're a gentleman. I know you aren't. You're honest. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so, I appreciate it. So I'm rooting for you, Joe. I'm rooting for you.
What do you got on the Sixers, brother?
So really quick, I was going to ask you, because I don't know if Joel Embiid is coming back. But if he does come back and Jay Rich comes back, would you still start Horford? He's playing well, but I would take him out. I was getting into an argument about it, and somebody said you would keep Horford and bench Shake. And I'm like, no, why would you do that?
Yeah, see, here's the thing. I agree that I think I would look to Shake because I still have an issue with Horford, Ben, and Joel. The one issue is that Horford's going to have to figure out a way to play with Embiid. See, there's a misconception here that Embiid and Simmons are the issue. It's really the three of them, Embiid, Simmons, and Horford. The three of them having trouble being on the floor at the same time. So, right. But they're going to have to figure it out because he's got to play, even if you don't start him, he's got to play some with Embiid on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. And I honestly feel like you got to put the big man in when he comes back, you know, Mr. Glass. However, like, I just feel as though Shake, like, he runs, he's good off the ball. And even when he has the ball, he's just been very consistent, more consistent than Horford right now. So I would keep him in.
Well, I just think he fits.
Yeah.
He fits next to Ben. You know, somebody can handle the ball. I heard people say that he should be the full-time point guard. I think that's crazy. But I like him next to Ben. He can shoot, and I like him better than Glenn Robinson. So I think, Carlton, that's a great point by you. And I would go Shakey Shake because I do like him next to Ben, assuming Ben comes back from the back. By the way, Mikey Miss does not like the hat on backwards.
I know he doesn't.
Danny from Danny on the text board says that.
Yeah, he's told me that before, that he doesn't like the hat backwards. But he says, I'm still in the age demographic where the hat backwards is allowed. We've had the conversation.
Really? So I don't have a hat back. You got a problem with that?
I guess he does.
Yeah, I think it's over. I think his age was 26?
No, he said it was higher because I'm 26 right
30?
Now.
Okay, maybe it was 30.
I think it was in the 30 range.
Well, I'm clearly in the over 30 range.
No.
I thought you were 29.
Not you.
Yeah, clearly. I may act differently, but, you know, I wear the hat on backwards.
I have no problem with it.
I don't subscribe to any of Mike's rules, to be honest with you. We're very different when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be married yet in Mike's rules.
Correct.
Technically, I'm not married yet in the world of Mike.
I agree with Mike there.
Oh.
Quite honestly. I love your sweater.
I'm fired up. I'm ready.
I love your sweater.
I'll be at the barn.
It's a great one. It's a great orange. It's great.
Isn't it nice?
Yeah.
It's a nice little thermal because it's still freezing in here. So hopefully I'll be warm.
I got shorts on.
I agree. Awesome. I like that a lot. That's
Thank
a nice
you.
One. Yeah. You going down?
Yeah, I'm going down. All the eggs.
Love it.
Yeah, me, my dad, my brother and sister.
All the eggs are going?
Yeah, the eggs are going.
I love the egg family. That's awesome.
I know. We're really excited.
That's beautiful, the egg family. That's great.
My dad's diehard. Like, diehard.
I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, he was... That
I
was like
the
his,
dragon off being a big-time flyer guy.
That was his prime. That's 75, old. 76.
Yeah, I can see that.
He was like 20.
Listen to that. What'd you play yesterday? What was that song?
Listen to Ambrosia? You know what? He probably was listening to Ambrosia.
Yeah, interesting. What are the eggs going? Love it. Yeah, all the eggs have fun. To give the eggs my love.
I will.
All right? That's it. That's cool the eggs are going, Tunis.
It is cool.
That is cool.
I like that you go to the eggs.
I like the eggs, too. I like that, too. That's cool, too, when Nat says the eggs.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I'm in on
the
that.
Eggs are, I'm in on that, too.
Well, my dad's nickname is Eggie.
Eggy? Yeah. Oh, I love it. Classy. That's a classic Philadelphia nickname, Eggy.
I know.
Go, Eggy. What are you doing, Eggy? We'll come back just a moment. Let me tell you about Parks Casino, shall we? Oh, I just found out the date of tournament. How about this, Judas? I'm gonna summon you to be with me for this day. The opening day of the tournament on Thursday, the Thursday of the tournament, we're going to be live at Parks Casino Sportsbook. Yes! And then we're going to stay all day and do a Cousins Corner. That's a great time.
I guess I'll hang out with you.
I think you should. Big day, man. Hoops everywhere. Hoops, hoops, hoops. That's what we're going to do is basketball all day long. Live from Parks Casino, the Sportsbook, Street Road, Ben Salem, the 4-for-4 Casino. What a spot. Check it out. Come see us that day of the tournament. It's going to be packed in that Sportsbook. How are you like? Great. Oh, my. Villanova. That'll be a lot of fun. Check it all out. If you can't get there, go to Parks Sportsbook. Go to parkscasino.com/PA. You can get all the stuff there or download the app. That's right, the Sportsbook app. And if you use my promo code CUZRADIO, you get up to $500 free bet. That's right, up to a $500 insight credit when you open up a new account right there. Parks Casino, our casino, the 4-for-4 Casino. Got to be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, sit tight. We'll get back to your calls in just a second, but here we go. Flyers Bruins. This goes back to 2010, the greatest series in Philadelphia sports history. This was game three. Flyers, they lost two heartbreakers. Game one in overtime. And game two by the score of 3-2, both up in Boston. And now it comes home for game three. Take a listen.
Over. Pass it back to Lindell. Look, he's catching that pass. Bergeron walks in, scores. Patrice Bergeron puts it away for Boston. Boston wins its most lopsided game of the playoffs. 4-1, the final score. And we'll get a chance to sweep out the Philadelphia Flyers in this second round series.
Wow. And there it was. Game three. Flyers go down 3-0.
And they also, it wasn't even a nail biter, right? They were down, they lost 4-1.
They lost 4-1. That was the guy. I remember the score because I remember just being like, the first two games, they were right there. And so we were down. We were thinking, oh, my God, this could be it. Hey, I'm going to cut. I'm going to win a cup. 2010. Phillies had won in 08. We were, like, going crazy. And then it was awful. It was 2010, 2011. So it was the June of 2011. And, man, oh, man, it was rough. Rough, June. It's rough. Damn. Down 0-3. But there would be life. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss the comeback.
Yeah, we'll have some happy highlights coming up.
Oh, my God. It was outrageous. All right. I got one thing for you before we go back to the phones. ESPN came out with its top 100 baseball players.
Okay.
Top 100 in the MLB. How many Phillies and who are they? You get three strikes.
I would have to say there's three. Correct?
I'm just giving you, give me guesses. I'm going to give you three strikes.
I'm going to go three players, and it would have to be Harper, Realmuto, and Nola.
Okay, so could you guess where they rank? Because you're three for three right there.
Okay. Harper's got to be top 25.
He's 25 on the nose.
All right.
Great guess.
I'm going to guess that Realmuto is higher than Nola. So Realmuto.
He is higher than Nola.
60s?
Incorrect.
Higher or lower?
He's higher. Ranked higher, meaning better.
Okay, good. Well, best catcher in baseball. So 30s?
Higher.
Higher than Harper?
Yes!
Really?
JT comes in at 23.
Wow.
So
all right.
JT's 23.
Pay the damn money. Give him the damn money.
Harper, 25.
Nola's got to be 70s, 80s.
Higher.
Really?
Shockingly
I'm surprised.
Higher.
And I like Nola, but he's...
I agree.
He's not the best ace out there. 50s?
52.
Okay.
Now there's another Philly. You're forgetting.
Not Didi.
Incorrect.
Not Hoskins.
Incorrect. Strike two.
Zach Wheeler's not top 100, is he?
He is.
Okay.
Wheeler comes in at 83.
Okay.
All right. So you got four Phillies in the top 100, 83.
I was like, who from the bullpen?
52, 25, and 23.
That's fascinating about Realmuto.
Yeah.
I love him. You know, I mean, he's my favorite Philly on that team.
But when you break it down, though.
Best catcher in baseball, best at his position.
Right. But when you break it down, you compare the top 100s to the other teams in the division.
Oh, yeah.
Not so good.
Yeah, the Braves may have a starting nine.
Yeah, not too good for the Phils. Let's go to Alex. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
What is going on?
What's happening, Alex?
I'm just super excited for this game tonight. Flyers, Bruins, what a matchup. So much history. It's always a good game. I have a Flyers calendar for 2020 on my desk at work. And one of the trivia questions on it last week was, it was a pretty simple one, but it was just, who won the cup in 1974? And obviously it was the Flyers over the Bruins. So I obviously wasn't alive that time.
Right.
Like, everyone knows about it, but I wasn't there to experience. So I read a few articles, dug some stuff up. And they said that the celebration, which took place in Philadelphia the day after they won, was over 2 million people in the streets. Like, that is ridiculous. That is unheard of.
Had you ever see did they show you any pictures?
Yeah, I've seen some pictures from magazines and stuff, but they said that the only thing that came close to that around the time was when Japan surrendered in World War II. Like, yeah, that was the level of celebration it was on.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I mean, I was too young too, but, and you weren't even born, and I was too young. They were, I mean, the pictures were ridiculous. You know, they had people hanging on poles. Like, that was like the first real sports parade like that.
Yeah, crazy stuff. I was born in 1995. Now, all these call playbacks that you're playing of Doc Emmerich, like, I'm just getting chills from listening to them. I'll tell you why in a second. So when I was in 2010, I think I was like 15 or 16 years old. Game 7 of that series, the game up in Boston, in TD, I was in the Wells Fargo Center. The Flyers held watch parties for all the away games in that series, and it was packed. It was packed to the roof, and they were playing the game on the Megatron. And when Simone Gagné scored that goal, I've never seen anything like blow up and explode. It was ridiculous. Everyone was jumping, screaming. And then they won the game, and everyone's out in the street partying. We're going to the Stanley Cup, and I was 15 at the time. And that's just a memory that honestly, it's going to stick with me forever.
That's awesome, brother. You're a good fan, man. I mean, you're a good man, Alex. I like you, man. Thank you, brother. It's good stuff. Can't qualify you, but I respect you. You're good. You're good. He's a good call. You're not unique enough. Like, I'm holding a tough bird. It's a tough. You got a couple of tough ones to get in on a mix.
Yeah, the tough one is the labor.
Now,
this is Joe leaving the game.
He was close. Alex was real close because he did the research. I like a researcher. I do. I like the researcher. He was close. But it's tough, man. It's tough to get into this mix here. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jordan.
Anthony!
Jordan!
I'm fired up, man. I'm fired up. Listen, tonight, we knock off the best team in hockey. Tonight, we take sole contention of the Metro. Tonight, we silence the doubters. We eliminate the criticism. It becomes Fugazi, Anthony. It becomes Fugazi, South Jordan Selby. Now, let me tell you something, Anthony. I got a little bit of a story to tell you, and I think you're going to like it.
Let's hear it, my brother.
I don't want to win these tickets for me. I want to win these tickets for two of the best people that I know. And let me tell you about them. My best friend, my brother, Jake, and his wife, Brooke, are diehard Flyers fans. Had season tickets up until this year. Now, the question that you might ask me is, Jordan, my brother, why aren't they season ticket holders this year? This is the year that we win the cup. Well, Jake and Brooke are expecting life's greatest joy next month in the form of a baby girl. And they wanted to be as financially stable as possible heading into this year as they bring in their first child into this world. And unfortunately, that meant cutting out some of their loved expenses. Now, you might be asking me, so Jordan, why are you calling in? Well, Jake and Brooke actually introduced me to my wife today about 6 years ago by way of Brooke's childhood best friend. Now, I was fortunate enough to trick Brooke's best friend, Casey, into falling in love with me and being able to call my wife. So for 6 years, I've always felt indebted to these two for giving me the best thing that's ever happened to me. Now, I can't gift them with anything nearly as close as next month in a beautiful baby girl, but damn it, this is the city of brotherly love. And as a sign of my appreciation to these two of the best people that I know, the best people that anyone could ever know, they're really going to tear it down, hopefully tonight at Wells Fargo, for introducing me to my wife and giving me the best thing that's ever happened to me as one last
hurrah. It's a great story, man. I mean, I got to tell.
Next month when they bring in a baby girl, I'm hoping to give this for them.
All right, now, you live in North Jersey. You work in North Jersey, is that it? Or you're up there?
Yeah, I'm up here, so...
Now, where does Jake and Brooke live at?
Jake and Brooke live in Conshohocken.
All right, perfect.
They are country. They're right outside the city. Jake works in King of Prussia. In fact, I texted him, asked him if they had any plans for tonight. They said they had nothing going on besides watching the game. He doesn't even know that I'm calling in, so I'm hoping that I can give him a nice little surprise here.
All right, here's a question for you. All right? Because I appreciate the thought. I love that if you A, want to repay them for introducing you to your girl, you see where they're at. If they do not win, would you buy them tickets?
To tonight's game?
Yes.
If they don't win, I will commit to purchasing them tickets, and then I will DM you the purchase price of StubHub just so that I can show my appreciation for them tonight. That's what I'll do.
That's a beautiful. All right, you are qualified. Hold
Love
on.
That.
You are qualified. That's a great answer. Another great answer. Another great story. I love the selfless act. That's a selfless act, Tunis.
Big time. Yes.
It's impressive.
I needed, I'm glad you asked him about the purchasing part. Because, like, you know, it's all well and good to say all those great things and to try to win them free tickets.
Right.
Well, would you go to that next level?
Listen, I think you're right. You're right on.
We're not saying like on the glass. We're saying, you know.
Right.
Would you get them tickets?
But it's a selfless act right there.
It's a work.
Truly is. All right, here we go. Let's go to Chris in Downingtown. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys, how are you?
What's up, my brother?
My first time calling.
Welcome.
I'm excited. Thank you. I,
the word deserve keeps coming up. I don't know if I could say deserve, but I can tell you that there's a little guy that would be really appreciative if we could make this happen. He's in second grade. When the Flyers won the Cup in 75, I was in second grade, and I remember the nuns wheeling in the AV cart, and we didn't get to watch any of the games, but I got to watch the parade. So you just had a caller, Alex, who wasn't alive. I got to see it on the black and white TV in second grade. And I thought, geez, this is the norm. We went out and bought our Bobby Clark Milex sticks, and we would play with those in the street until they became banana ends, and we thought it was something that was going to be the norm because I was so young. And
hold that thought right there because I love until they became the banana. Like, it's true. The blades would wear down, yeah. And the what? You know this, Tunis? Are you a man of the street hockey?
No, we didn't play on skates.
Street hockey?
Yeah, we didn't play on street the roller hockey, skates. Yeah. We did just the shoes.
No, I know, but you understand about wearing down the blade?
Yes.
That's what he's talking about?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Where it would get real thin?
Uh-huh.
And curved?
Yep.
All right. And you talk about the thin curvature. You can get a lot of good wrist shots off of that.
Remember, I was the goalie. I went with the catcher's gear in
net. Right, that's right. I'm sorry, Chrissy. You gave me some good memories of the airflow stick. Remember the airflow stick?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did. I had one of those. Yeah. Our sticks were all the Milex sticks, the wooden sticks with the orange.
Yeah.
Bobby Clark on the side. Yeah. And Mr. Nelly was talking the other day about...
You get the black tape?
The black tape, electrical tape, right? It wasn't hockey tape. It was your dad's electrical tape.
Right.
We used to go down to Silver Lake, and when it froze over, we would put the ice skates on.
Wow, you guys actually played on skates.
Well, most of it was in the street. That's where it all got worn down. But the fact was that back, you know, we couldn't get past Gretzky in the 80s with the Oilers. And then in the 90s when we got to, you know, Chicago or Detroit, it was tough to get past. Even with the Legion of Doom, it was tough to get past the Devils. But I'm not telling you, this is it. Tonight's going to be 10 wins in a row. We're going to beat the best team in hockey. And I just want to share it with my son. He's in second grade. It would be the surprise of a lifetime if we could make it happen. And I think this is the year. I think the Flyers are clicking on all cylinders. And when we went
I love the second grade symmetry. And because I like it. I like the second grade symmetry. And I like the fact that you... That was your story. Like, you remember being a second grader when the Flyers win the Cup. Like, I can appreciate that. Like, I was a little bit younger than you, and I remember that whole thing, and then now here you get to do it with your boy. So you're going to go in the mix. Hold on, Chris. You're in the mix. The second grade symmetry that works. Seeing how I have a little first grader, I can appreciate that. That's good stuff right there. All right, everybody sit tight. This is fun. I tell you, people come up strong. I did not think it would be that strong. We have the exciting conclusion of the Flyers giveaway coming up.
Yeah, next 20 minutes.
This is it. We got about a half dozen people already qualified, all worthy candidates. We'll see if we qualify anybody else.
And we still got the Sixer Suite tickets, too.
Right, as the runner.
Going until 2.
Yes, that's correct. How are you, Miss Natalie?
I'm peachy.
Part of the egg family.
The eggs.
Part of the eggs. I don't know, I think the egg family, I think of the Colangelos.
Hi.
The Twitter eggs.
Oh.
Eric Jr.
No, yeah. we're real eggs.
You are real eggs.
It's Bill and Bill Jr., not Eric Jr.
Oh, that's great. Eggy. I could see your father, Eggy, with a quart of beer. Hanging on the corner.
Pretty much.
That's all right. Listen, we're living in a 5-for-5 city. I tell you about it all the time. When I came up the 4-for-4 thing, the Union were not in existence. And now they are. And they are terrific. And they're back. the Union back March 14th. Your first chance to catch the Philadelphia Union at home since the last year. And what a great season. Capped off at that epic playoff win against New York. That wild comeback. They had their best season in franchise history. The Union set records for most goals. Sold out crowds down there all the time at Subaru Park. You better catch all the action Saturday night, the home opener. You got to believe they're hungry for more. You heard it. Captain Alejandro Bedoya is back after making national headlines on and off the pitch, man. Stud. The local guys, Brendan Aronson, Mark McKenzie, making their names last year. Guess what? Now they're on the U.S. national team. Can you believe that? So if you haven't been to Subaru Park and seen it rocking before, you haven't seen this exciting team rep the city. Get out. Get out there on Saturday, March 14th, 7:30. PhiladelphiaUnion.com for tickets. At Philly Union on social media. Give them a follow. That's right. Subaru Park, Saturday night. Let's go, Union.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone! Calling Tyrone. I need Tyrone to the studio. Tyrone to the studio. Tyrone to the studio, please. When you hear this, please report to the studio. Tyrone's in today for Mikey Miss again. Mikey Miss is off today. And so Ty will be here today. And it's a big day. I want the audience to remember and to know that it's a big day today. On the stage.
Yes, it is indeed the Flyers.
That's right.
We're talking about it. 10 in a row.
Flyers, Boston. But that's not all that's big today. That's not the only momentous occasion today.
What are you talking about?
Today is Tyrone A. Johnson's birthday. 40 years old, baby.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
That's awesome.
A road paved with failure, but perseverance.
Dude, before you're doing a hell of a job. You kidding me?
Listen.
Part of the Mike Miss Show. You're a monster. You do an incredible job.
I'm trying to. I appreciate the kind words.
Sixers Outsiders.
Yeah, that's back tomorrow. A little hiatus with the West Coast trip. Yeah, man. It's an exciting time. I'm excited.
You're doing great in life, man. I'm proud of you.
I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you. I didn't know why you were calling me in.
I had to wish you a happy birthday. Happy 40. 40, baby.
I know.
40, baby.
I know. All that 40 right there. Yeah.
I didn't know it was big 4-0, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. I've literally been in radio half my life now.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember when you started your career.
Yeah.
When you were just a fresh-faced kid out of Pennsauken, New Jersey.
Yeah, I was still going to school and working at the same time because I kind of knew what I already wanted to do.
Yeah.
And now it's...
Me and you at the other station?
At the other place, yeah.
Talking sports?
Talking sports. That's the one thing. Liking the games.
Yes, we love the game. So you're a sportsman. I tagged you as a sportsman back in the day.
Early, you did. Mike did as well. There were a lot of people at the time who, there were some people there at the time who weren't sportsmen.
No, it's true.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's missing.
Yes.
I guess that was the beginning of, there was a time where everyone in the business was a sportsman.
Yes.
They were doing this.
Right.
Now. Hit or miss.
Yes. But you, my friend, are a true sportsman, and I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And you and I, in the next couple weeks, we'll find time to go out and drink a 40. Me and you, brother.
Sounds good.
All right.
I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
A big night. I didn't realize that was all part of it, man. I would have been there.
Yeah, no, it was like, and it ended up being an early night anyway.
Oh, so. That's all right. Listen, you and me, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Grab the juice, but I'm going to grab it and take it. We'll get some.
It'd be nice.
Do our thing, man.
Do it up, for sure.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it.
All right, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's a good man. That's my man, Tyrone. 40 years old today, Tunis. Ty guy.
About that. Looks good for 40.
He's in great shape. Ty's in great shape. Kidding me? All right. We've been doing this all day. I love it. All right, now, Flyers are down 0-3. Oh, we were miserable. I was on the air. I was miserable. Yeah, you never know. You win one game, maybe. We're down. You hear it in the voice. But this is what happened in game 4 at the Wells Fargo Center.
38 seconds to go. Faceoff won by Richmond for the Bruins control. Bergeron back for Weidman. Weidman to Bergeron. Shooting attack. Look, he scores. Now Griffey ties the game. 31 seconds to go. And the old man has done it again.
Can you believe it?
Richmond wins the draw. Lost the outmanned at the point of attack. Great job by Bergeron. Lucic goes to the front of the net. And then backdoor feed to Recchi. That's just how you draw it up, Gord.
Can you believe that? Well, you were like, oh, God. They tie it up with that goal that late in the game. But there was a miracle waiting to happen.
And before that miracle, I also have a cut from Simone Gagné pregame. Because remember, he just had foot surgery.
Right. Right. Take a listen to Simone Gagné. It's right.
With nothing to lose, winger Simone Gagné cleared himself to play just 14 days after foot surgery.
I'll try to keep it simple, you know, like not trying to do too much. You know, it's been a while since I played a game, so the game's fast right there. It's physical, so you know, after I'm going to try to finding myself out there a little bit, finding where I'm at, and from there, I'm just going to try to get better and better when the game goes on, and we'll see.
Did I mention that this week is the 10th anniversary of the Chiefs 3-5 overtime game? Yes, you did. And that Ryan Boucher was involved for Philadelphia. He did. Here's Carl. He passes ahead to Richards. Richards has a look. Says it back.
It was a tie. They tied it with the Lions. What a goal. But it won't end there. All right. Because 3-1, you go, wow, big deal. But 3-1 soon became 3-2. Yes. Should we wait on 3-2 or should we play? You got to be playing with the bells, man. You got me crazy.
You want it?
Yeah.
That broke his stick. Gagné's in around Weidman. Simone Gagné. Gagné scores. Simone Gagné. 4-0 Philadelphia.
Simone. Again, trying to get very dead by Richards. The Boston Bruins are about to suffer their first home ice loss in these playoffs. And it will cost them dearly. And time expires as the Philadelphia Flyers get a shared shutout from Michael Leighton and Brian Boucher. And they live to fight another day again.
Oh!
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing. The orange
check back in a little bit on that great series, 2010, big Flyers and Bruins. Down 3-0. Fought their way back. It stands 3-2 with the series shifting to Philadelphia for game six. And that game, that whitewashed, that incredible game up in Boston, gave the fans a lot of hope. They got excited. A lot of hope. Let's sneak in one more caller on why he should win the tickets. Dennis in Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, how are you? It's an honor to talk to you.
Hello, Dennis.
Hi. I'm not in college. I'm not hiding in a broom closet. And the birth of my last child was 20 years ago, but I wanted to tell you about what a great Flyers fan my dad was.
Yes.
Oh, he was a fan from the beginning of the franchise in the 60s. It was his favorite Philly sport. I have a lot of wonderful memories with dad, including sitting in his living room watching Game 7 of the series you're talking about.
Yes, yes.
I'm 62, so I was in high school when he took me to the Flyers playing the Soviets in that famous game where they walked off the ice.
Oh, wow, you were at that game.
I was at that game way up in the rafters and wondering why they had walked off the ice.
At the Spectrum,
They were beating them up so bad. But my favorite memory is my dad worked for United Airlines. And in 1975, he worked the charter for when the Flyers flew back from Buffalo after winning the Stanley Cup. And he snuck me onto the ramp, so I got to actually touch the Stanley Cup, meet the players, and talk to Bernie Perrant for a few minutes, because Bernie loved to talk about fishing, and I loved to talk about fishing.
Yeah, sure.
As well.
That's cool. Now, if you won the tickets, is your father still with us?
No, that's what I meant to tell you. So I've never called before, but when I heard you talking about this, I thought, well, this is the first time I'm going to call. We lost my dad to cancer a couple of years ago.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And the thing is, Flyers were his favorite sport. He would call me after every game to tell me what had happened, and so I've missed those phone calls. The great thing is that my daughter, who's a freshman at Lafayette College now, has become a big Flyers fan, and she calls me, or texts me, actually, rather, after every game to kind of make up for my dad being gone. Was a great. He would have been thrilled that she's such a big fan. And the reason I called is I would love to take her to see a live game to remember my dad.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because nothing beats watching a live game with other Flyers fans.
I get you. Although we're gonna put you in the mix. We'll put you in the hat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.